This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I cried
out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, as someone who checks the YouTube chat, what do the YouTube people think about 530 Creed on YouTube?
Mixed reaction.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people like, I tune in, this is the best part of the show, and other people saying it sucks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's perfect. It means it's a good take. You know, 50% of the people like it, 50% of the people hate it.
I also saw a couple of messages in there from yesterday.
Okay.
That said we weren't putting enough feeling into the singing.
Oh, really?
And they felt like because we were on YouTube that we aren't necessarily belting it out the way we would normally belt it.
We're trying
out.
To be cool guys?
Oh, well, yeah. Then I got to turn it up.
Yeah.
I'll turn
Mainly
it up.
Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because every time
I mean, Fritz is literally basically just.
Well, because every time I start doing it, get too into it, you guys are like, wow, that was too loud. What are you getting so into it for?
No one says that. No one's ever said that.
I get the sense. That's what it is. It's like, whenever I sing too loud, I'm like, yeah, it's too loud.
Yeah, you're mailing it in.
All you're doing
is thinking about your book.
Ringthebellbook.com.
You're signing books back there in the commercial breaks.
I'm such a better singer than you two. That,
well, I agree.
That, like, you know, I don't want to overshadow.
Look,
what makes it funny is bad singing.
You sang a solo and 11. Chorus when you were
11 solos.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the man?
That's before your voice changed, buddy.
Yeah, well, listen.
Yeah.
I wasn't cool in middle school.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Final check-in. Are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good as they were last year, this year? 53.1% say no.
Still heading the wrong
direction. Heading the wrong direction. Do we give OK Andrew another shot after yesterday's menu call? Where he just had a list
of
things.
Well, it's always a menu call.
All right.
But we need more from OK.
OK. All right, OK. You're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
I got two things, all right? So, first off, I understand what you guys are saying. Mm-hmm. I get the all-over-the-place kind of thing. But, I mean, I started calling some of my rookie years. So, we're getting better throughout the year. I'm not an experienced caller yet, so... We'll get there.
Well, who's saying you're getting better? That's the question I think a lot of people are wondering.
We're wondering if your evolution has stalled.
Well, I think I'm getting better.
So. Okay. All right. We'll just keep working at it.
So maybe you could do a caller of the year awards or something like that in the summer or before Eagle season. Well, would be a great idea.
Where do you think you would rank? Like, how would you rank the afternoon show callers?
I mean, you got, like, the usuals. You got the Foxhole guys. Can't really rank any of them because they're all great. So,
where the hell's Yoshi
that's
been?
Up for you guys. By the
way. That's a fair point.
Yeah.
He's texting me, so he's listening.
Okay.
Listen.
So,
okay to take a break from Yoshi.
That's actually not a bad point. Love you,
Yoshi.
He's
going to call him.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. So, what are you calling about today, okay?
So, the draft's coming up. We're not really talking about it that much. It's more about is the tush push going to be banned, which is just another filler topic for this time, kind of early in the season for Phils and in between seasons. But the draft is coming up, and I think we're going to make a move to move up for a best player available that falls outside of top 15, top 20. And I really think we're going to go after a guy like Malachi Starks from Georgia because he's a great Power 5 player, or an elite Power 5 edge rusher, maybe one of the A&M boys.
Okay, Kuiper Jr. here.
Or I know the kid from Boston College, ACC.
It's another list. No, it's just a list of people I've never heard of. You could be making all these guys up.
Hey, look them up. Look
How about this?
Film, look at the stats.
This is me going to make you better. What if okay every day gives us like a little capsule of a draft preview? He seems to like college football. We have the draft in 3 weeks, right? Something like that. Ike, what if we have OK every day just focus on a new guy the Eagles should be looking at?
Yeah, I like it.
Give him a little focus.
Yeah.
You know, it's the OK Andrew draft preview or something. I'm just trying to focus here.
I like it. Trying to lock you in, OK?
I mess with it. Like,
now,
I
do
like
we
that.
Give him the players or he just comes up with his
He
players?
Comes up with the players.
OK.
Yeah.
OK.
Jack doesn't like it.
I don't
like
it. Well, it's not baseball, so of course Jack doesn't like it.
No,
that's true. That's a good point.
Good that's point. A good okay. shot.
Good point.
Pop Tua trying to keep you down again.
Yeah, I just care about whatever. Everyone wins.
I did order a copy.
I did see that, so I can't be mean to you today. So I appreciate
Are you monitoring
that.
Who's ordering copies?
Well, I get a list of who bought it. Yeah, I noticed no one on this show has bought it. Only two people at the station have bought it.
I lined up. There's no PayPal. I didn't feel like using Apple
First
Pay.
Off, PayPal's for... It's 2009 call.
Yeah, out of here. Come on, Spike.
No, everybody uses PayPal.
No one really? Uses PayPal. No,
are you crazy?
PayPal? I'm not crazy.
Oh.
Not a lot of people use PayPal.
Yes, they do, you idiot.
No, you're
Oh, look
Spike.
How this turned. No one uses PayPal.
People use PayPal.
People.
Online,
yeah.
Yes.
People that are in their almost 50.
No.
Venmo.
You can't use Venmo on it either, doofus.
Shop.
I have no. I don't use Shop. I have Venmo. I have Cash App. You can't use either of those. I didn't feel like using Apple Pay.
Are you trying to put your dollar bill into the computer?
No. Okay, we're gonna let you go here. Like, there's most you sign in anywhere. Your little betting apps. You can make your deposits with PayPal. I would bet anything.
Yeah.
You know, you can't use Venmo on it. You can't use Cash App on it.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yeah. The text line is
Our
brought
pre-orders
to
are slowing down. We got to pick that back up. We got to pick it back up.
When does the book come out?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. May 27th.
Okay.
Ish.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary.
I don't see it.
Choose extraordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
One of the more underrated aspects of the afternoon show is how it always keeps us on our toes. Who among us could have ever imagined that today's topic would be Spike doesn't believe in the Eagles? Alex in Lancaster.
Ooh, boy.
What do you want us to do here? Nobody wants to talk about the friggin' Phillies.
Right.
The Sixers are dead.
Right.
I don't even know if the Flyers still play in this city. We got to talk about
they
the Eagles somehow.
Not to talk about the Eagles?
Yeah. I didn't want to do the exact tush push show we did yesterday. I'm just letting you in. We're just trying. All right. What's next?
Guide installation person. Buddy, I know the windows are 30 years old. We'll get them replaced. Don't be upset. Spike. It's not the windows. They're banning the tush push. Mark and Monco. Oh,
wow.
All right. Mark and Monco, give me a break here. Everybody's going to give me a break. Doing my best. All right, what's next?
Jack pretends to hang himself when he's frustrated. I do that too. The editor of Jack's book.
That's a good one. Wow, a text against Jack.
I know, who would have thought?
Yeah, how'd that get through? What's next?
Great next question today. My leading man is Ike Race, baby. Oh boy! Oddly excited Yoshi when he sees Ike dressed up in a suit on Eagles pregame.
Well, random Yoshi reference when I had just brought Yoshi up.
I was actually excited when you brought him up.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be in the text line.
Bro, this book is $32?
Yeah, dude, I already...
Free shipping.
Yeah, I already...
Ooh, wow.
And it comes with... inflation. You guys are crazy. I know you guys have been bought
well,
a book.
Well, it is a hardback book.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
My goodness.
Yep.
It comes in a discreet package.
It comes in a discreet package. What's next?
How dare Broad say that about the Sixers? Also, they're still televising those games? The entire Delaware Valley.
I don't mind the question. I mind it from a Flyers guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We knew where you were going with that. Yeah.
The question's fine, obviously. I wouldn't be watching the games if I didn't have to. But it's the whole obsession from Flyers
hockey
fans,
people, yes.
Hockey people, about how could you watch that league? You know,
the college game's better.
Yeah, and every time somebody's out, it's like so-and-so had lost all their teeth and came back in with a concussion and scored three goals.
Well, they are tougher.
They are tougher. Yeah. Congratulations. Nobody watches. What's next?
Thank you, Jack, for correcting that caller's ridiculous pronunciation of Adoree Jackson. If you can't get the name right, don't bother calling. Herb in the Northeast.
Nick Cigarani.
There it is.
There it is.